The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network, and welcome to all our YouTube viewers. Apparently, we're streaming live, courtesy of American Voice Radio. Thank you, Frank. That's awesome. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about how you can stabilize the body. Very important. Very important. Also, we're going to be talking about some of the algorithm programs medicine is using and what that may mean for your flu season. And we'll see how much time we have. We may have time to talk about some other things, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, lifting them and all of America, all Americans up in prayer, seeking the Lord to help this country because we need some supernatural help. We need righteous men. Righteous men not corrupt men. And I think that's probably what is so attractive to a certain candidate who's not a career politician. Hmm? Well, I have my devotional. I'm getting feedback from you that you guys like the little snippet from the devotional. So let me read this. It's it would be a synopsis of Psalms 4 and Revelation 21. It says, "Grow strong in the light of my presence. And as my face shines upon you, you receive nutrients that enhance your growth in grace. I designed you to communicate with me face to face, and this interaction strengthens your soul. Such communication provides a tiny glimpse of what awaits you in heaven, where all barriers between you and my glory will be removed. This meditative time with me blesses you doubly. You experience my presence here and now, and you are refreshed by the hope of heaven, where you will be with me in ecstatic joy." Hmm, I like that. And, you know, mind the time, make it short, seek the Lord's face. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, no, we got to do the other stuff. Hey, here's a tip. Don't eat peanuts. Yeah, here's a tip. Don't eat peanuts. Before you do a show. Yeah, I don't know. All right, no peanuts for me after this, before I do airtime. All right, we got a quackery here. What's first up in the Quack Report? The Zika virus is in the news. You know, what's your take on that? I think it's kind of contrived. I think, you know, because they've known the Zika virus since, what, the 70s, late 60s. They found it in the jungle somewhere. And it has common cold kind of flu symptoms for you. It's not really threatening. But hysteria over the Zika virus continues to spread. Health authorities, you know, in the media, a latest scare tactic, apparently. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a report regarding an alleged sexual transmission of Zika from a man who displayed no symptoms of disease but transferred it to his female partner. Apparently, it's a Maryland man. He went to the Dominican Republic, apparently got bit by an infected mosquito, brought it back here, and gave it to his partner. So guess what? Guess what? The CDC may be, kind of shoving down everybody's throats new guidelines that if you have Zika, you know, it's almost like having AIDS. You can't have sex without informing your partner or blah, 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 blah. You know, and many independent observers are kind of skeptical about the Zika virus. It's kind of sketchy, a phenomenon, really. What's going on is they think it's a manufactured epidemic, a lot of people, because the environmentalists and virologists down in Brazil, they say that they think it's the toxic chemicals called larvicide, which is to kill bugs, which is sprayed in isolated areas of Brazil where the infection for microencephaly cases have been. So mosquitoes are all over Brazil, but not all over Brazil are these cases. So that's what they're thinking. It's made by a company, let's see, a subsidy of Monsanto. The chemical toxin is made by, an arm of doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, moving along in the Quack Report, last but not least, we have a new X-ray device. This was August 29th, yesterday. The National Accelerator Laboratory, which is really the U.S. Department of Energy's lab at Stanford University, they've been operating this lab since 1962. So they have the world's first X-ray laser. Have you heard about this? I had no idea. Well, so they ran this thing, and they got some interesting results, kind of surprised the researchers. So they say, imagine getting a medical X-ray that comes out blank. So your bones kind of vanish. They don't even show up on the study. So that's what happened when scientists kind of cranked up the intensity of this X-ray laser. They wanted to get a better look at their sample and study it, but it went right through whatever it is they were trying to X-ray. So the results were so weird that the lead researcher of the experiment, Dr. Storr, devoted 3 years of developing a theory why that happened. So what they saw was what they call a nonlinear effect. It's when more than one photon or particle of an X-ray light enters a sample at the same time, and they get the unexpected result. So the effect they've called it now is called simulated scattering. Never been seen in X-rays before, and it took an intense beam of light billions of times brighter than a regular X-ray source for that to happen. So the observation, kind of, they say, is a milestone in the quest for understanding light and how it interacts with matter. So, okay. What do you think it makes somebody on the political horizon disappear with that? What do you think? I'm going to kind of power that up. Let's, you know, aim it that way. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I'm kind of in a goofy mood. I don't know. This is, you know, a little lighthearted today. All right, we're going to be talking about how we can stabilize the body. Stabilizing the human body may sound harder than it really is. You know, without healthy bones and connective tissues, we really can't do much of anything. So our framework is divided up by the sturdy bone frame, which is, you know, covered by the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the cartilage. And there is this layer upon layer of tissue that keeps our body not only in one piece, but also helps us to stabilize its function. Now, most people are really not familiar with the term fascia, but it's Latin for a word that means a band. And it's in regard to our body. It refers to a sheet of fibrous bands that connect all these layers together so that we can move in a balanced manner. So this connective tissue network contains 70 trillion cells and encompasses the neurons and muscles. Then this framework is responsible for the body's movement. For instance, you know, how far you can throw a ball, how fast you can run, or how high you can jump. So we're going to find out how you can strengthen this very complex but essential area. Now, here's a quote from the Autonomy Trains. It's an educational service center that maps the human body, and this is what they say: structure without function is a corpse, and function without structure is a ghost. All right, we're going to learn more about this band system that that, you know, science is calling fascia. And in the human body, these fibers called fascia are made up of collagen. And this tissue not only stabilizes the human body, but it also encapsulates and supports different areas like organs. So medical science used to consider these fibrous bands as merely passive structures. However, one purpose of the fascia is to reduce tension and friction on our muscles. Therefore, the fascia is in reality, it's a supportive and movable structure on its own in which nerves and blood vessels can pass through. So the fascia is sometimes woven. It kind of looks like a wavy pattern and makes our body more flexible. And some of these bands can contain slightly different components with the collagen to make them a different in strength, such as your joint ligament. So in the medical school anatomy books, the fascia is, it's put into categories or systems. Therefore, the fibrous bands play a significant part. For instance, if there is a strain on your hip or the balls of your feet or the function of your back, for instance. And here are the categories that medicine uses for fascia. One is the superficial fascia, which covers the subcutis regions close to the layer of your skin. Then there's the deep fascia, which is the densest fibers of connective tissue that surround muscles, bones, nerves, and blood vessels. And then there's the visceral fascia, which suspends or supports organs in various cavities, you know, organs like your uterus, your bladder, bowel system, that kind of thing. Well, you know, if we had healthy bands or fascia, we could avoid the clinic. Yes, that's a good thing. Voiding the clinic. You know, when you have a problem with your vangular or fascia system is when it loses its stiffness or becomes too stiff. So this can occur when the body is inflamed or it has trauma. And then scar tissue on the fascia can diminish mobility. So modern medicine admits that this network of supportive fibers is complex and it needs more study. So in the early days of science, they thought that the fascia was just small sheets of tissue that were isolated areas and really not connected at all. It wasn't considered a network. Now, it is a network, and it's called the extracellular matrix, or ECM for short. It also encompasses all soft tissue around muscles, and science reports that these tissues are made from the same elements, you know, so regardless if they're tough and fibrous or they're softer, same, they're made out of the same components. And on some of the harder fascia, you know, it's like your ligaments and tendons, they say they tend to resemble a leather-like type of collagen. It's interesting. So, you know, if we were to go out and build, if scientists, let's say, were going to attempt to construct a humanoid structure, they would have quite a list of materials to gather. For just the fascia system alone, they would need string, wires, elastics, sheets, sacks, insulation, bushings, struts, and springs. So the organic equivalent components of our bodies are made up of water, gel, and fiber. So that's what fascia is made of. That's your collagen. So without fascia, we do not exist. And without a healthy vangular system, this fascia, we can't function. And just think how difficult it is when there's an injury to the Achilles tendon. We are very vulnerable if that's out of whack. If that's out of service, you know, you can't even move. So ask any athlete, and he or she is going to tell you that they exploit their fascia system, but it's really called training. However, science likes to dissect the human body into parts, and that can lead to discoveries, but it also can blind us to a system working as a whole. So the human body is really not just a collection of parts like a car or a collection of zip codes. Today, science states our circulatory system is really a chemical regulator, and our nervous system is a timing regulator. But put together, they help us breathe, assist our heart to keep beating, and our brain to think. So science is really still thinking of anatomy in terms of isolated functions or vectors and tends to limit the big picture and obscures a lot of discoveries. So in other words, we have complex layers of bands called fascia that form really a unified network. Well, again, the anatomy trains people say this. They say fascia is part of the whole picture and is less studied than our muscles and our nerves. That's interesting, huh? It's sort of like going out to study the galaxy, but then you're only focusing on one planet, you know? Well, let's talk about the collagen for a minute. The word collagen is usually referred to our skin cells. You know, dermatologists refer to it, and it's also referenced in the cosmetic industry when they're selling the benefits of, like, wrinkle creams. However, it is an essential part of the fascia, the band network, and it's highly sensitive to touch. Mm-hmm. So there, yeah, everybody thought it was the nerve endings in the skin. Well, it is, but also this fascia network encompasses a lot of those blood vessels and nerve endings, so it is sensitive to touch. So there are interconnectivity cells in the fascia network itself, and according to bodywork experts, the sensitivity goes deeper than we thought. So sports medicine physicians know the value of massage therapy to heal athletic injury. So touch can heal, it can decrease pain, and also improve sleep. So the right pressure influences heart rate, breathing, and blood pressure. and the sensation of touch in the fascia network affects the production of dopamine and serotonin in the brain, also stimulates the immune system to make more killer T cells. Way cool. All right, and this is probably why skin brushing is popular. Health experts have recommended the benefits of skin brushing because it stimulates the brain and our immune system. So if you use a soft bristle brush or a loofah, you can brush the skin. You can either brush the skin dry or in the shower when you're wet. And this can trigger the power of the fascia network and also the lymphatic system, which is really another part of the immunity. So if you're going to use skin brushing, I'll always brush up towards the heart, okay? All right, now let's talk about human stability, because as the anatomy trains people pointed out, to modern medicine, you really can't just look at muscle on bones or joints, because it will not explain a complete picture of human stability and movement. So we need to keep this in mind the next time we see orthopedic physicians or pain specialists. So, you know, there's some herbs out there that can really benefit us with our skin, our muscle, bone, connective tissue, these fascia bands that kind of keep us all in balance. You know, since fascia network of fibers is composed of collagen cells, we can use herbs that promote healthy collagen. So when we do this, we provide a more flexible fascia network, and you can protect ourselves from a myriad of other health problems. So as we age, it's even more important that we have strong, flexible, supportive fascia networks in our body to protect our organs, to protect our joints, and to help prevent us from falling down and breaking bones. And, you know, my favorite herbs to use for collagen building for strong bones, muscle and connective tissue is oat straw, lobelia, comfrey root, and horsetail herb. Yeah, not horseradish, horsetail herb. And these herbs contain mucilaginous compounds that strengthen the skin, the bones, the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles, the whole band network that is called fascia. So let's say if you break a bone, actually these herbs are really great. It helps the body, helps the bone knit properly and in less time. Native American Indians knew that. They would call one of those herbs, it was comfrey, they called it bone knit because it would help bones heal properly. So having a strong fascia network can also help prevent prolapsed organs like bladder, bowel, and uterus. So you're going to find these collagen-rich herbs in the calcium formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. It's an all-organic whole food liquid that you can put the dose in juice or water. And most people who use this formula find that they notice strengthening within just a few months. So you can call Apothecary Herbs and order or ask about their calcium formula, and you can discover more power. Yeah. Call now, and their order number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And, of course, their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Puts power back in your hands. That's what it's all about. It's empowering. Also, you'll find they have a full line of immune-boosting, organ-cleansing products. They're all organic to TILS standards, very high quality. And take advantage of their Labor Day special that's on now. You'll save 15% on orders of $50 or more now through Labor Day. So it expires on the 5th. So you can use the code LABDAY and the number 16, L-A-B-DAY. 1-6. It is on the homepage. You want to cut and paste that into the cart, or if you don't do the website, no problem. When you call, you can always say, I want to take advantage of the Labor Day special and get the discount. So thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Yep, you'll discover the difference. It's a big game changer when you get certified organic whole food going. Yep, that's the real supplement for you right there. All right, I got a few minutes before the break, but don't forget, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. We have the American Survival Newsletter that goes out on Tuesday. That's today. And then the Health Quest goes out on Friday. Both newsletters are getting a little bit of a facelift, a little bit of a makeover on their format. So if you are already a subscriber and you notice there's a change, that's what it is. So a little bit of a, you know, perk up there on the newsletter. So it is the same newsletter itself as far as content, but it's just looking a little different in format. So you can sign up for free and get empowering information each and every week. And you just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters and sign up there. And the subscription is totally free. And you can share with your family and friends. Everybody does. And you'll get neat things. You'll get hot links to certain things. And, you know, just FYI, did you know about this? It all is empowering for your health and well-being. And I hope you do sign up. It's a really great idea to have that. All right, we're going to be talking about some of the algorithms science is using for the flu season and what that may mean, you know, because health authorities and the government really, they try to examine and update their information to determine, you know, which influenza pathogen is going to be, you know, really bad during the flu season, and then they try to make a vaccine to counter that. And also, they're using a lot of these algorithms not only to do that, but to determine the number of doses that they should give children 6 months to 8 years of age. So there are two versions of flu vaccine. There's the attenuated influenza, which is the live vaccine. Then there's the inactivated dead influenza vaccine. So each fall, the flu vaccine, you know, industry, the big campaign gets underway. Media outlets roll out all the hype and benefits of the vaccine. But if you've been listening to this show and if you've been doing your homework, you know, regardless of what we say here, you know, vaccines, the truth about them is a lot different than what you're hearing from the media there. So what should you know about these flu shots before you consider getting them? We're going to take a look for the second part of the show on this because we got the flu season right around the corner. And it's just a right or about the right time I start to get phone calls from people in the healthcare industry who don't want a flu shot. And what's up with that, right? I mean, they're in the industry that gives flu shots. Why wouldn't they want one? That should be a big red flag. And it is, because they see on a out-and-out basis adverse events when people get the shots, and they don't want to get the shot. So they call me and they go, what do we do? What do we do? It's like the Wizard of Oz and the Cowardly Lion holding his tail going, what do we do? What do we do? I'm like, there's a lot of things you can do. You can just stand up and say no. But I have some other tips. If you want the other tips, you have to hang with us through the break. And we're going to discover together what other people don't know, what you're going to know. Good stuff. Flu shots. The stats. The virus is in the shots. What's up with the shots these days? What's in them? And so forth and so on. And how you can protect yourself. And we're gonna be taking a break and we'll be right back.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Go Green, Herb Talk Live, Green, now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com. Peanuts here. Ah, okay. Put it officially down. No peanuts before airtime. All right, we're going to be talking about flu season here. Let's look at some statistics real quick. According to WebMD, less than 20% of the U.S. population will get the flu each year. You know, more people get other diseases, which there aren't any vaccines for, and those are epidemics. The flu season's not an epidemic. So we're told about 200,000 people will seek medical treatment for the flu every flu season. The CDC estimates the deaths from influenza are 3,000 to 49,000. They say the incubation for the flu is 10 days, and the key months are from October to February. We talked about that the other day, last week, Thursday, I think. Yeah, it was immune system foes. So if you want to see what suppresses immune system, go there. But absolutely true, the flu season does go from October to February, basically because it's an introduction to all the sugar in all our holidays, from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year's to Valentine's Day. And we kind of put our immune system in a sugar coma, and it's lowered, and we tend to catch a lot of cold and flu bugs. But on with what the CDC is reporting, they say 156 million doses of the vaccine are given or were given last year for the flu season. And last year, the flu season shot had the California H1N1 bird flu strain, the Texas H3N2 strain, and the Massachusetts B influenza virus. So their primary function at the CDC is about vaccines, and therefore their statistics should be really challenged as they tend to promote the vaccine agenda. But, you know, if only 20% of the population actually get the flu vaccine, what about these numbers here? More people die from prescription medications using them properly than the flu. All right, let's look at the viruses that they tend to put in the flu shot. So what could possibly be in there? Well, in the 2015 to 2016 flu season, the CDC reported that they would have the bird flu H1N1 from the California A strain. That was a 2009 flu epidemic, as well as the Switzerland A strain from 1997. And also inside was the Yamagata lineage virus, HA1. And so science believes that this Yamagata lineage virus from Handen, South China, is really a mutated flu virus which affected Wisconsin in 2010 and Florida in 2006. Now, the fourth virus that they put in the vaccine was the Australian Brisbane Victoria B strain from 2013. So we're looking at a standard quadrivalent, that's four flu vaccines, viruses there, four flu viruses in the vaccine. I'll get it out. But basically, a lot of times it's just three strains, but now we've gone to four strains. So according to science, the quadrivalent vaccine contains four strains of virus, usually two in the A strain and two in the B strain when you're looking at pathogens. And these types of vaccines are different for selected age groups. For instance, the nasal flu spray is usually given to children 2 years of age to adults 49 years of age. And the CDC is recommending that those under 65 should get a high-dose flu shot, and those younger than 18 or older than 64 get the intradermal flu shot. And the difference is the intradermal is injected into the skin only, but not into the muscle. And they are given with a 90% smaller needle, supposedly have 40% less antigen in them. And they use the killed, not live, flu virus in the intradermal shots. And oddly enough, the intradermal vaccine costs more than the traditional vaccine. Now, the CDC is admitting that regardless of which vaccine you take, there's a small risk of harm or death. They report normal reactions to be redness and tenderness at the injection site, headaches, muscle aches, tiredness, runny nose, fever, which usually they say resolved is in a week. Well, that's kind of like the flu, I think, isn't it? Yeah, that sounds like the flu to me, which usually runs its course in about a week. So let me get this straight. You're going to take a flu vaccine, so you don't get the flu, but then the flu vaccine gives you symptoms of the flu for about a week. Does this make sense? It sounds like you get influenza with the vaccine. And I know Dr. Anthony Norris said, you know, and Dr. Rebecca Carley have said numerous times, you know, instead of thinking you're getting injected with, you know, a vaccine, you know, to protect you from disease, you should think about the fact that you're getting injected with disease. And this is what's happening. So they report normal reactions is, you know, flu symptoms, and other less common but severe reactions can occur. And according to the CDC, the vaccine manufacturer, you should avoid any flu vaccine if you're allergic to eggs, if you have asthma, if you have Guillain-Barré syndrome, or have prior experience of anaphylactic shock with vaccines, or you're taking an autoimmune suppressant drug. And by the way, if you have Guillain-Barré syndrome and you happen to be under medical care, it doesn't mean that they won't try to give you a flu vaccine. They're stupid. A lot of these people are stupid in medicine. And they will try to give you a flu vaccine anyway. Dumb. All right, now, with regards to pregnancy, the vaccine, they give it to pregnant women. They say only when necessary, and they never use the live virus. You know, there was a time where you never gave vaccines to pregnant women because it had neurological risks to the baby. And it still does. Okay. Neurologists tell pregnant women, don't get any vaccines. So they're given the killed but not live virus to pregnant women. And they have never evaluated flu vaccines if you're a nursing mother. So if they have no idea what a flu virus is going to do if you're nursing the baby. So, you know, if they say, oh, I'm sure it'll be fine, don't believe that. You have to have proof that it won't hurt you or your baby. Now, the FDA has approved of the flu vaccine Afiria. It's made by BioCSL Inc. out of Pennsylvania, manufactured in Australia, though. Okay. According to the CDC, for the 2015-16 flu season, children 6 months of age to 8 have to receive 2 flu shots compared to the previous year of just 1 shot. Oh, boy. So they state that the reason is there were changes made to the viral composition of the vaccine itself, and they report that the 2 doses will not compromise a child's immune system. I beg to differ. So they base this on a 2010 study in which 10 to 24-month-old children were given 1 dose in the fall compared to children 6 to 24 months given the 2 shots to improve antibody response, and they reported no adverse events when 2 shots were given. Well, that's a real small sample of kids, and not everybody's the same. I wouldn't want to risk it, personally. That's just me. Do your homework on anything that they inject into you, please. Now, a professor of genetics, Dr. Mark Greer, he reports on some of the side effects. He says he reports that there's a lot of fraud behind vaccines, especially flu vaccine. So he's an expert in vaccine safety. He reports that there is poison in the vaccine and the body reacts, causing the Guillain-Barré syndrome. Additionally, he says that the vaccine offers no protection against getting the flu. So here is something Dr. Greer reported, and the CDC breaks the law with regard to vaccines by waiving long-term safety tests on the vaccine. So there's law in place, but they're ignoring it. Sort of like, you know, we got border laws, but they're ignoring border laws. So he says that it's clinically impossible to evaluate a safety of a vaccine in 3 weeks on very small samples, and it's essentially experimenting with people's lives. He points out that the pharmaceutical companies and the health authorities distribute and administer 300 million flu vaccines annually, netting them billions of dollars. Dr. Greer goes on to state that changing the vaccine each year makes it impossible to test for efficiency. And he says that it is a medical fact that very few people die of influenza. So the industry spends more resources, he says, on flu vaccines than it does on real solutions for heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. And also 20 million vaccines for childhood diseases distributed annually compared to the 300 million flu vaccines. So, you know, if you want, you know, there's an interview by Dr. Greer. It's up on the internet. You can go to healthimpactnews.com and pull it up there. You can look for why healthy people are dying from the flu after getting a flu shot. Mm-hmm. He'll give it to you straight. Now, the vaccine industry, the agenda, well, it's really a global issue. If you look at the agencies that are mandating vaccines for broader age groups with unsubstantiated claims, scientific claims, you see that it's quite a list. It's the CDC, it's the FDA, it's the WHO, it's the NIH, it's UK's NHS, it's MHRA and DOH, which is Australia's, Canada's Health Canada, and to mention a few, and don't forget the Gates Foundation. So you see the alphabet soup here. All promoting vaccines that really have no scientific testing, because Dr. Anthony Morris blew the lid off that when he was the chief virologist for the FDA. Of course, they ruined his career, but he spoke the truth. God bless the man. All right, so Dr. David Rosenthal, he's director of Harvard University's Health Services. He says people don't necessarily die per se of the flu virus. What they die of is a secondary condition called pneumonia. This is true, right? All right, here's a study. We're going to look at a study. It's really important. This is an important study that usually, well, it got ignored, basically, but it sheds a lot of light on it. It was scientific research done in 2013. It was a team of microbiologists at Bethesda, Maryland, at the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, and they found that when they took animals and they were vaccinated with the flu vaccine, they found that they suffered more. They became infected with influenza. And researchers also stated that the flu vaccines didn't prevent the disease, but it should, in theory, help the body produce antibodies for protection, but it doesn't. So the research showed that those who got vaccinated were less healthy than those who got a placebo. And those vaccinated proved to be 5.5 times more ill. They had more respiratory illness, 5.5 times more respiratory illness. They also said the vaccinated group contracted influenza at 100%, whereas the unvaccinated did not get the flu. The vaccinated group also had 26% more cases of the common cold, 160% more cases of various viruses, including polio, and 30% more cases of contracting respiratory-type viruses. And the group which was vaccinated had an overall increased health risk of 18.5%. Then there was this other study from Canada in 2014. The researchers there showed that whoever got the flu shot from 2008 to 2009, they were more likely to become infected with a pandemic virus in the future, the shot compared to those that didn't get vaccinated. Isn't that interesting that they track that part? Now, the team of researchers also, they said several provinces in Canada had different results materialize. Certain jurisdictions in Canada opted not to offer seasonal flu vaccines that year. And so the U.S. health authorities argued that it was a rare Canadian issue that those people didn't get the flu. Right. So if regular influenza can, on average, increase your risk of illness 5.5% to 18.5%, what would happen if a more deadly strain of influenza appeared in your flu vaccine? And, you know, and you're not just getting one virus. You're getting four of them. And A and B strains. What's with that? I mean, you wouldn't normally encounter that in the world. you know, naturally. Let's talk about the Spanish flu. The deadly Spanish flu. You know, they've evaluated that. They resurrected it from the graves of people up in the permafrost. So they have that in the lab, and they can put that in anything if they want. What if they put that in an annual flu shot? That's a creepy thought, you know? The likelihood of that happening could be closer than you think. Scientists report that they have been successful at replicating the Spanish flu. Professor Yarhishiro Kawaka of the University of Wisconsin, Madison, says his research is essential for the development of future vaccines as a pandemic countermeasure. So Professor Kawaka minimized the risk of his deadly strain of Spanish flu by reaffirming that the researchers know what they're doing. Here's what Dr. Robert Coulter, professor of microbiology at Harvard Medical School, says. He says the scientist doing this work on the Spanish flu he's referring to is so immersed, they are so immersed in their own self-aggrandizement that they have become completely blind to the irresponsibility of their acts. Their arguments in favor of such work, like increased ability for surveillance to remain as weak as ever. He says they're just weak excuses for taking such risks with everybody's welfare. Think about that. So we could one day encounter a report, unsubstantiated or not, that there is a Spanish flu outbreak, and the pharmaceutical companies all of a sudden just have developed this vaccine against it. So would you roll up your sleeve and let them give you a vaccine for the Spanish flu? Probably if you would if you were, you know, buying into the fear-mongering from the media. Would you risk your life? Forget for a moment that there is a vaccine injury court that pharmaceutical companies are exempt from any damage due to their vaccine. Because, as mentioned before, the CDC estimates flu mortality rates. They estimate them. They put in that flu category pneumonia and other respiratory diseases. It's not just influenza. They're quoting you there. So if we check the 2010 National Vital Statistics System for the United States, we find an annual mortality rate from influenza to be 500 deaths. Not 3,000 or 50,000, it's 500. And that's a big difference, isn't it? You can drive yourself crazy with the mortality statistics, as some sources state different rates. For instance, the standard mortality rate for influenza in 1919 was 2.5%. Today, we're expected to believe it's 45 to 50%. And that would mean 150 million people die each year. And get this, the statistics on the mortality for the Spanish flu are comparatively low, 7%. So few sources are willing to report global rates as if they are known. And you want to keep in mind that people, they're said to have died from flu, were not, you know, they weren't cultured to prove it was the flu. It's just assumed to be the flu. The British Medical Journal in 2005 stated that U.S. flu death figures were more PR than actual science, which could explain why doctors don't get the flu shot. Yeah, doctors don't like getting the flu shot. This is a problem. You know, if they're mandating keep your job, you got to get your flu shot, which is why my phone rings around this time each year. What do you have against the flu vaccine? Is there a way to reverse it? Well, yes, there is, actually. I know a few things. Now, Dr. Greer is right. More people are dying from heart disease. That's over almost 600,000 people. More people are dying from cancer, again, almost 600,000. And diabetes, about 70,000 people, than from influenza. So what's the deal that they're mandating a flu shot for folks in certain occupations? Yeah. So actually, more people seem to die from ulcers, about 3,000, hernias, about 1,800, and pregnancy and childbirth, about 900, than from the flu. And the CDC, however, puts all respiratory infections into the influenza-associated death stat. So there are too few numbers of deaths by flu, so they add in, respiratory, COPD, asthma, pneumonia, bronchitis, pneumococcus. So you may be wondering why there's an aggressive push for flu vaccines driven each year. Well, it's greed. It's a deliberate attempt, I think, to hurt people, suppress their immune system. You know, it's sick. It really is. It's diabolical. I mean, there's a special place for them. So I pray every day that God gives you enlightenment, wisdom, and discernment when you are looking at health treatments. Always ask yourself, is this going to make me stronger and independent or weak and dependent? And think about how we were created and what the Creator wanted for us. You know, Dr. Morris said, you know, you don't get an infection through an artificial infection through the I am muscular through a vaccine. That's so artificial and abnormal. It shocks your immune system and it thinks the disease is supposed to be in the blood. So it doesn't create an antibody. And it actually suppresses the immune system. So this is what he learned after digging up 10 years of scientific research on vaccines. He found them all to be fraudulent and a hoax. And he said so in 1976 on the Phil Donahue show and begged people not to get the swine flu vaccine. It was just, you know, designed for pig farmers and they didn't want it. So the pharmaceutical industry was pushing it on humans. So they created a fake epidemic back in 76. You see the MO, they're still doing that stuff. Right? Zika. How fast did a Zika vaccine come out of Canada? Bam! As soon as it started happening in Brazil. Look at there. We got a Zika vaccine. Well, they've been developing that for a while. I mean, contriving the whole thing. So everyone decides for themselves if they want to believe the CDC and their doctor or if they want to go do the homework themselves and expose the scientific fraud. And it's your health. You decide. God said herbs are here for the service of man. There are herbs for pandemics, by the way. There are herbs that inhibit the Ebola hemorrhagic fever virus. So he didn't leave you defenseless. No, no, no. So check out the pandemic kit at thepowerherbs.com. They have the power herb kits. They have pneumonia kits. They have immune boosters. They have things that will empower you. So you don't have to be worried about the flu season. Plus, there is a way to reverse a flu vaccine if you want to know. You have to call me. And call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll let you in on that secret. Nurses and doctors are finding out all over the place. And it costs you, what, $50 to get it? It's amazing. Yeah. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. The Power Herbs puts the power back in your hands. Don't forget it. And God's herbs are here for the service of man, and we all know he can't lie. Yep, he can't. So thepowerherbs.com, check it out. Don't forget, Labor Day special, save 15% on orders over $50. So that ends on Monday, Labor Day. Coming up. So check it out and save. Get healthy and save. ThePowerHerbs.com. 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or service. I'm your host, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.